in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Job, chapter 33, and verse 26, 7, and 8. Job 33, verse 26, 7, and 8. Is your prayer to God? He will be favourable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profit me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. He shall pray to God, and he will be favourable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profit me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Here then is this young man that's held his peace for a long time, while Job's three friends have debated with him, and now they've all finished speaking. And he now ventures to give his opinion. And this dear man was evidently a very gracious young man and full of the Holy Spirit. And what he says here is so blessedly true. It is true, one attempted to speak with these words some weeks ago elsewhere. But you know, dear soul, there's such, in these verses here, there's such a opening up of this glorious gospel of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. There is mercy for poor sinners. Why, this dear man, Elihu here, he speaks here about a man, yes, being in affliction's path and on the slumbering of his bed, his ears, the Lord, he openeth his ears of men, sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, hide him pride from man. And it says he is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. Well, here then he mentions this word, chastened. And it's whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Dear Job was a child of God, a man that feared God and eschewed evil. But he was here, found under the chastening hand of God. Job was literally in affliction's path. I don't know. Maybe one here is in affliction's path. Maybe you're not in affliction's path. But nonetheless, you're under the chastening hand of God. Chastened. Because of our sinnership. Because of our faults and failings, because of those things that we have done wrong in the past. So that, why here, he speaks so that his life is a board of bread, and his soul dainty meat, his flesh is consumed. Yea, his soul draweth near to the grave. Do you feel drawing near to the grave, out of the chasing out of God? And you're not saved. You don't know salvation. You don't know the Lord's mercy, loving kindness. Well, all this is part of the Lord's blessed work to bring you and I unto his feet, to fall down before him. He goes on to say then, here in this 26th verse, the sinner shall pray unto God. He shall pray unto God. Dear soul, does that take you in? It's very important to notice what Elihu says. This sinner shall pray unto God. Yes, we have to come to God. Why, it says here in the 27th verse, the Lord, it looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profit me not. So, dear soul, are you praying? Are you acknowledging your sinnership before God? Are you repenting before him in dust and ashes? Is it here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes? This real repentance. Perhaps you say to me, but, well, is there anything that's not real repentance? Well, certainly there is. You remember back here in the book of Genesis, there were two brothers, Esau, Jacob. And the one, Esau, sold his birthright unto his brother for a mess of pottage. And then the next chapter reads about, the blessing that come from the father to the eldest son. Esau was the eldest. Although they were twins, he was still the firstborn. Jacob has succeeded in obtaining the blessing. But he was sorry, as it reads here in the epistle to the Hebrews, at Esau, and yet he sought it carefully with tears, but he found no place of repentance in his heart. Oh, and how Solomon, how searching the word of God is, that yes, we might know and realise we have done wrong. But is there that real, true, godly sorrow and repentance over our sin? Esau sought it with tears. Oh, may you and I not be left just to have tears and think that that's repentance. Sinner, we've got to go a lot further. We've got to go a lot further. There's got to be a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Last chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, second verse. the Lord says to us there, unto this man, why look, even to him, there's a broken heart and of a contrite spirit. A broken heart. David's heart was broken. He tells us so in Psalm 51. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. The repentance over sin, it is how it is turning our back on sin. We must turn our back on sin. And we must seek grace that we may walk in God's ways and in his commands, that we might follow him all the way that he leads and guides and directs. Why, dear Psalmist David, again, what do you say to us here in the 32nd Psalm? Very similar here to what we're reading here in Job. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned to the drought of summer Selah. See, the chastened hand of God. The chastened hand of God. When he turns your schemes and mine upside down. Yes, dear soul, if you and I walk contrary to him, he will walk contrary to us. He will walk contrary to us. Yes, and so here, David, what do you say? I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Unto thee. Many of our poor fellow deceived countrymen, yes, they go to the priest. They go to the Pope. We've got to go to Christ. We've got to go to his footstool. It'll be like the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Imwriter phrases it differently, doesn't he? Now thou in thy kingdom art, dear Lord, remember me. But there's to be this real grief and sorrow. Not just because your sin and mine is known. No, not at all. The psalmist prayed, did he not? Cleanse me from secret faults, O God. Another place I think it is, secret sins, O God. So these sins are not coming out. But you and I know what these were and are. And how we need cleansing. And if any say, he looketh upon man, and if any say, if any, the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. If any say, dear soul, poor sinner, is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. Yes, the very, very worst of sinners. Ah, and if you and I, found under the teaching of the Holy Spirit, we shan't have to look any further than ourselves. Ah, say, well, I've not done this, that, and the other. Turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. If any shall say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right. You see, and it profited me not. Sin is unprofitable. Poor David proved that, didn't he? Poor David proved that. Oh, how unprofitable it was. Why, again, I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Ah, another point here. And mine iniquity have I not hid. See, we mustn't try and hide our sin. And we mustn't blame somebody else. Our first parents did that in the Garden of Eden. What was this, the woman? It wasn't me. No, the man, Adam. Yeah. It was the woman that thou gavest me. She gave me to eat, a taste, and I did eat. The woman, what is this that was done? The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Blaming somebody else, not my fault. Well, God's word, dear soul, is that it is your fault. And God's word is, and the soul that sins against me shall die. But God's word also, dear soul, is this, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess, oh yes, there's confession of sin. David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. The publican went into the temple. We're not told what his sin was. But he prayed, God be merciful to me. His confession was, a sinner. But dear soul, you'll confess your sin before the Lord at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy, and there will be that perfect hatred in your heart about your sin and your iniquity. But oh, the Lord is very, very merciful. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnants of his heritage, who retains not his anger for all, because he delights in mercy? Sinner, don't let the devil tempt you that you cannot be saved because your sins are so great and so immense. They may be great, they may be immense. But dear soul, Paul, he says to the uttermost, the very worst of sinners, he looketh upon men. Verse 26 again. He shall pray unto God, and he, the Lord, he will be favourable unto him. He will be favourable unto him. He shall pray. This soul undoubtedly is in trouble. Deep trouble. Soul trouble. Eternity lies before them. They're not saved. But they come to the Lord. Yes, it shall pray unto God. They pray. The publican's prayer. Pray, prayer of David. Oh, the Psalms. Our dear soul, do you find they get into your heart? The confession of David. But what about the confession of dear Peter? You say, well, we don't read any confession. We read this, though, dear soul. That when the Lord turned and looked upon him, you see, there was a turning, there was a looking, and there was a look there of conviction. He was convinced and convicted of his sin. And what he did, he went out and he wept bitterly. I have sinned. I have perverted that which was right, and it profited me not. But he shall pray unto God, and he will be favourable unto him. He will be favourable unto him. Yes, the Lord was favourable unto David, wasn't he? Yeah. God sent Nathan to David. Perhaps some of you have come in here sometimes, or perhaps you came in here recently, and you were convinced of your sin. Under the reading of God's word, or the preaching of it, you're convinced of your sin. And you've come again, and you still come. And you hope, yes, that sooner or later, and you say, rather it be sooner than much later, that you'll hear the words of peace and pardon, forgiveness to your never-dying soul. Is your prayer, and he will be favourable unto him. Call upon me. As the Lord says to us here in the 55th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, yes, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And here, dear soul, is this blessed exhortation. Let the wicked forsake his way. See, turn your back. Walk no more in those paths of sin and iniquity. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Oh, friends, how solemn, how close the word of God comes. The unrighteous man his thoughts. Thoughts of evil. And let him return unto the Lord. So the wicked is to forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And he will. He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will be favourable unto him. He's in trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And he will deliver thee. Where's he going? Verse 28, he will deliver his soul from going down into the pit. He's calling upon God. He's acknowledging his sin, his transgression, and all the faults and failings and sins and so on. And he's acknowledging his sin and come short. And he will deliver him. He deliver his soul. He will deliver his soul from going down into the pit. The pit. Yes, a great long pit. Some of God's dear people, former pastor here, late dear friend Mr. Tyler, used to preach about this. Well, remember such occasion at Croydon. Oh, that you're hanging over the top of a bottomless pit. Do I speak to some poor soul here this afternoon? And he will deliver his soul from going down into the pit. See, dear Mr. Tyler, oh, yes, and he went through that Lord's Day evening, just what I'd been through in the week. I felt I was going down and down and down. But, you see, this whole Deuteronomy chapter 33, why, it reads like this, doesn't it? The eternal God is thy refuge. So, this soul has fled here for refuge. Eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. There's a little word there. A-R-E. They're there. Positive. Underneath, dear soul, you may go down into the pit, but you won't go to the bottom. His way was much darker and rougher than mine. He's there, this hour, to save. Jesus is a mighty saviour. Helpless souls have here a friend. He has borne their misbehaviour, and his mercy knows no end. Blessed be his glorious name. He will deliver his soul from going down into the pit. That pit of corruption. That pit where hope and mercy can never come. He will deliver his soul than going down into the pit. You see, he says with an everlasting salvation. You see, underneath, and sinner, you'll never get underneath. You never get underneath. He will be favourable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy. With joy. A pardoned sinner. A pardoned soul. Poor woman. The accusers have gone out. They've got no stones to throw. She's left here with the Lord. What's he going to say to her now? Hath no man condemned thee? No, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposes precious blood. He shall see his face with joy. He shall see his face with joy. Yes, joy, a soul pardoned, redeemed, with the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. That word just comes to mind in Matthew chapter 1, where the Lord speaks to Joseph, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. For he shall save his people. Ah, this mighty Saviour, this glorious Redeemer, this one that pays the price of the redemption of the souls of his people with his own heart blood. See, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Dear soul, and why, here was the holy, harmless Son of God. Here is Emmanuel, God with us. Here is the one that came to seek and to save that which was lost. Here is the one that declares that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Say then, my soul, why not for thee? I will in no wise cast out. He'll nowise, under no circumstance, then come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Those that come, yes, was a word there in the gospel. Blessed are they which mourn, for they shall be comforted. Dear Lord, may I a mourner be over my sins and after thee. Yes, and when my mourning days are o'er, be with thee for evermore. They shall see his face. He shall see his face. He, a poor sinner, shall see his face, the face of the Saviour, the face of the Redeemer, with joy, with joy. Poor David, he had gravely sinned in denying the Lord, had he not?
Yes.
And Jesus is crucified on Calvary's cross, buried, laid in the sepulchre. Third day, he rises again. And then, as it reads here in the Gospel according to Mark, why, he tells us this, does dear Mark, that the women came. And here, there's the angel that says, be not affrighted, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, crucified, he is risen, he's not here, behold the place where they laid. Now, he said, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter. If any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, he shall pray unto God, he will be favourable, and he shall see his face. Oh, friends, dear Peter saw the face of the blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ again. Come then, repenting sinner, come, O what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. He shall pray. He shall be favourable. He shall see his face. You think of this. Here's a poor sinner. He's praying. The Lord will be favourable unto him. He shall see his face with joy. With joy. No more anger. Not in anger, but in his dear covenant love. He'll render unto man his righteousness. And his life shall see the light. His life is spared. He's brought through. He's delivered. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus the Lord, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Here a new man of grace. One that's forsaken sin. One that's turned his back on sin. One that's sought the Lord in prayer. One that's found there at the mercy seat confession and poured out their heart before him. Oh, with all their confession of their sin and guilt. And blessed be thou, and they know and receive pardon and peace. You think of that dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Yes. We have sinned. I have sinned and perverted that which was right. We indeed justly, for we suffer the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me. This man had done, we indeed justly. We indeed, this man's done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He shall see his face. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. A soul forgiven. enters into heaven is to be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, the redeemed of the Lord, the forgiven, yes, those that find peace by his cross. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Yes, oh, he speaks peace. He speaks pardon. Yes. Poor woman, thy sins. Ah, yes. We indeed justly, says the dying thief. The poor woman, we don't read one word of prayer that's coming out of her lips. But the dear Lord Jesus saw her heart. And her sins, which are many, he didn't hide them, did he? He didn't hide them. He didn't say, no, she's not as bad as you, Simon. He said, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Oh, forgiveness. 'Tis a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. He looketh upon me. Yes, poor soul, he looks upon men. Women too, by the way. Women too. He looks upon them. He looks upon them in pity and compassion. He looks upon them, he grants them forgiveness. Yes. Declares to them, time again, their sins are all washed away. You're not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Yes, oh, can you say, with the dear Apostle Peter, he said, unto you therefore which believe he is precious. Yes, oh, is Christ precious to you? Is your Saviour, your Redeemer, your all and in all. Deliver us from going down into the pit. Why, what did he say here earlier? Yes. And then is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. The ransom price was the blood of the Lamb of God on Calvary's cross. And dear soul, and our blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ there paid the ransom price. His own heart's blood. Go back to Exodus, children of Israel coming out of Egypt, the lamb there slain, the blood collected in the basin, sprinkled upon the doorpost. Yes. And the Lord says this, and this all it still stands. When I, the great I am that I am, when I see the blood, I will. Oh, this gospel, dear soul, the positive language of it, I will. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I'll pass over. All sin forgiven, washed away. In that fountain open for sin and uncleanness to the house of David in Abensov of Jerusalem. A fountain. The fountain filled with blood. Streams thereof make glad the city of our God. They shall see his face. Ah, thou shalt see the King in his beauty. Amazing. Say to wretch like me. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit. They're ransomed. I found a ransom. Christ paid the ransom price by covenant transaction and blood. Says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. The Lord bless thee. Few simple thoughts.